still a little quiet. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We here, y'all. We here. Thank you, Lord.
Well, as I come to you with scripture, everyone should have a hymnal in the back of the pew.
And you can turn to page 61, Joy to the World. And we're going to all sing together, congregational today, okay?
Amen.
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 So I'm going to read to you Psalms 98, Amplified Classic. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the nations. He has earnestly remembered his mercy and loving kindness, his truth and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have witnessed the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise the Lord,
yeah.
All the earth,
yeah.
Bring forth and sing for joy,
yeah.
Yes, sing praises to the Lord with the lyre,
yeah.
With the lyre and the voice of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord, let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, together let the hills sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he is coming to judge and rule the earth. With righteousness will he judge and rule the world and the peoples with equity. So, we're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And as we sing all together, and those that can stand with you, please. And let's sing joy to the world.
Thank you.
Good morning to you all, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You already know it's another Lord's Day Sunday morning, and you ought to be glad about it. It's good to be seen and not viewed. As we prepare to go into our communion service, my reading this week stopped off at the book of Psalms, and I get so much fulfillment and blessings from reading the scriptures of Psalm because it expresses every emotion, every gratitude, every sorrow. And David was right on point when he wrote these Psalms, because we can relate to them. And when you meditate on them, you find that you're never alone. That reading them and understanding them can be a soothing balm to your soul. But that's enough about the book of Psalms. You read it on your own and see that you don't get a blessing within it. Isaiah says, "Who has believed, trusted in, and relied on, and adhere to our message? And to whom has the arm of the infinite power of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look at him, nor handsome appearance that we would be attracted to him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and pains, acquainted with grief, and like one whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or esteem him. But in fact, he has borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows. Through anything by yourself, that he has carried it for you. What we feel, he has already felt, and never to feel it again. But yet we assume he was stricken, struck down by God, degraded and humiliated. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, and our injustice. The punishment for our well-being fell upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed and made whole. Then we go into the act itself, that on the night before our Savior was betrayed, when he sat with his disciples in the upper room, and when he had taken bread, broke it, and blessed it, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Let us eat together." And in the like manner, when he had taken the cup, blessed the cup, saying, "This is the blood in the New Testament. For as often as you drink this, You show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again. Let us drink together. Amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. And now that we are reminded what he has done for us, the hour has come now where we have the opportunity to praise and pray and talk to the good master. You're invited to come forward. Not for ritual, not for practice, simply because we have a divine opportunity to come before the throne of grace. One body, one mind, one heart, one soul, one spirit. Just talking to him. Telling him what's on your mind. Not worried about the one standing next to you or the one looking at you. But those that do speak to him, come to him, worship him, must do it in spirit and in truth. So words don't matter, it's the condition of your heart. So humbly, our heart cries out to you. Asking you to search us, Lord. And if there be anything that we've thought about, right now, this day, last hour, last night, last week, if we have walked in this life astray and caused someone to stumble along the way, Lord, we're sorry for it. You're not raising us up to do that, Lord. You're raising us up with all love and humility. Lord, we thank you that we have found out that all power in heaven and earth rests in your divine will. And your will for us is good, Lord. We don't always understand, and Lord, certainly we don't always have the strength to walk in your will, but thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for being a God of a second chance. Lord, right now, we're going to be quiet and just let you speak to us. And we pray that you will accept our praise and gratitude, Lord. Whatever we're going through, It won't last. But God is a God of a second chance. He will change you and he will make things right. I'm so glad and thankful, Lord, that you have not forgotten about us. That we are in the forefront of your mind and heart every single day. Lord, we pray for family, friends, and loved ones. We pray, Lord, for those that don't know you. They don't have your peace, Lord. But Lord, it's available to all. You said that if we would seek you, we would find you. You're not very far away. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thanking you for being the answer, Lord. We need not look no further. No problem is too great for you. No heart is so hardened that you can't soften. Nothing we can do, Lord, dear Lord, that will separate your love from us. And we're grateful, Lord. Again, I pray that you would receive and accept the petitions of our heart and grant it if it be your will. Whatever your will is for your life, we simply say, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Musicians for getting sound checked, because we want to give God our very best.
Yes.
As we enter into this Advent season, we are grateful for that coming to dwell among us.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
So, we read. All right, Doc. I hope y'all know we having a ball up here. If y'all didn't know, we have a good time up here. Amen.
I'm
Testing, 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 testing. Hallelujah.
Y'all were fantastic. 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 How many people out there know the blood still works? I don't think y'all heard me. I said, how many people out there know that the blood still works? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, our Father, we thank you so much for... thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that we know the blood still works. And thank you that we ain't ashamed to tell people we know the blood still works. So since nothing else matters but you, we going into your word. Ask you to teach us, guide us, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo, Lord have mercy. Thank all of you for participating in our praise and worship. Amen. My wife and I walked a long way this morning. And I'm kind of tired. So I ain't going to be up here long. But we walked because we were supporting Gianna. Because Gianna participated and finished her 5K run this morning. Yeah. At Forest Park. I think, what was it called? The hot chocolate run? Yeah, hot chocolate run. Amen. Oh, look at it. They up here, they saying, they still saying the blood still works. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to everybody, all of y'all. Let's give God some praise for this music ministry. Romans 6, John 14. Romans chapter 6. John chapter 14. Now, Deacon Washington, I saw you coming up here when we were getting ready to sing. I wanted you to know that you do not have to stop at the pew. Feel free to just keep walking. We've been talking about this spirit that the Lord has to liberate us from. And so in keeping with that, I want to go to Romans 6, and I want us to read more about what the Holy Spirit... Aren't y'all glad God set you free? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, he set you free. So let's start reading. Now that you got some power. Now, let me tell you what power is. Power ain't being able to holler. Power is when your flesh is telling you something to do and you tell your flesh to sit down. That's power. So don't be waiting around here, walking around, waiting for fire to come out of your fingertips or something like that. The power is in here. When you ain't doing what you used to do. When you don't think the way you used to think. When even when you make a mistake, you can say, Father, forgive me. That's the power. That's the power. So I want you to understand what it is. And now that you have the power, look what the Lord tells us in Romans 6, beginning in verse number 12. It is in keeping with what we've been talking about. Let not sin therefore, what?
Rule
as what?
King.
Where?
In your
short-lived, perishable bodies. Y'all here? So you see who was ruling as king in your body. And look what it said it made you do. Look at the next part. To ask you to petition you, to beg of you, to do what? Make you yield to your grandfathers to whose cravings? It's. Didn't we just get through telling you? When you get saved, one of the things you can thank God for is that I am no longer a puppet. I'm no longer a puppet. Jesus cut them strings. And now he's saying, I got to teach you how to stop dancing to somebody else's rhythm. All right, keep reading. To obey, to yield to its cravings and be subject to what? Its lust and what? Evil passions. Now are you understanding why we keep telling you all of those years you hollering about, you was doing your thing. Amen. I got a few. You know, I don't want to fire the Isley brothers up now. And y'all show. Come on, bro, Herschel. I don't want to fire it up now. You know, I got it on my phone. But the thing is, in all of this understanding, you were never in control. You were never, ever in control. One of the most liberating and one of the most powerful things in life is when a slave finally realizes that he is free. I didn't say when they signed the document. I said when the slave realizes. Keep reading, y'all. Do not continue offering and yielding your bodily members I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody say, oh, Lord. You know what I'm saying? But you see what it's saying? Do not continue. Do not what? Continue. Oh, look. You were not giving an offering to God. You were giving an offering to the Spirit. And unbeknownst to you, Sunday you were worshiping Christ, but Monday you were worshiping it. Keep reading. But offer and yield yourselves to who? Ooh, that was kind of weak. Y'all see where I am? Verse number 13 again. Do not continue offering or yielding your bodily members and faculties to sin as instruments or tools of wickedness, but offer and yield yourselves to whom? As though you have been what? Raised from the dead to what? Perpetual life. And your bodily members and faculties now are directed toward who? And present them. So this is what I want you to get in your mind. Either way you go, you're going to worship somebody. He's saying when you were in bondage to that spirit, you know, that was the spirit that had you thinking this was your church.
I ain't going to go into the whole story, Sister Cargill, but you remember long time ago in Sunday school, I told you once somebody that thought you know better, I said, who the head of the church? They said, the pastor. I said, what? You remember that, Deacon David? Oh, she going into a whole story I ain't going to even go into. She said they were brainwashed. I ain't going into all of that. But, so hold on. You helping to lead a church whose hierarchy you don't even understand. Ain't that right, Councilman Alexander? Your partner back there, but I ain't gonna call his name. So why are you wondering why the church was in such a mess? You can't drive a car if you don't know what the key is. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Keep reading, y'all. Let's go to verse 14. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Now, let me tell y'all another thing. I'm going to say this right here. I'm going to say it right now. right here and right now. Thank you, Minister McFaul. I'm going to say this right here and right now. If people knew who the head of the church was, you wouldn't have hellish church meetings. If they feared God, you ain't gonna bring that mess. The only reason you can bring this mess and press your agenda is because there's somebody you don't fear, but you have forgotten you're going to have to meet. Is that all right, Bro Phil? Are y'all here with me? That's why when you're in congregations and all this hell is going on, forget about who they singing to. Question is, who they living for? And they forgot the scripture in Ephesians 6, which says, whoever destroys the church, him will God destroy. Whoever brings divisiveness in his church, scripture says that's who God is going to destroy. Ain't it in there, Deacon Frank?
It's in there.
Come on. Oh, hey, I got to do this. I'm sorry. You know, the Lord's still working on this mischievous gene. This mischievous gene, you know, on me. Is y'all praying for me? Is y'all praying for me? All right. Okay, come on. Verse number 20. I'm not going to yield to temptation. Verse number 20. 19. 14. Oh, Lord, I done skipped all the way up. 14. Okay, here we go. For sin shall not any longer, is that where I am, y'all?
Yes.
For sin shall not any longer exert what?
Dominion.
Over who?
You.
Since now you are not under the law as, but under what?
Grace.
As subjects of what?
God's
favor and his mercy. Subjects of grace. Keep reading.
What then are we to conclude? Shall we sin because we live not under law, but under God's favor and mercy? What's the answer, y'all? Do you not know that if you continually surrender yourselves to anyone to do his will, you are the slaves of him whom you obey? Whether that be to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to what? Right doing and right standing with God. But thank God. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. I said, thank God. Though you were once slaves of sin, you have become what? With what? To the standard of teaching in which you were instructed and to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, having been set, I'm reading that again, having been set what? Free from sin, you have become the servants of what? Of conformity to the divine will in what? Thought? What else? What else? Now, I'm speaking in familiar human terms because of your natural limitations. For as you yielded your bodily members and faculties, as said, you know, if I didn't know this was the Bible, I'd take offense to that statement. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, now, who you talking? Who you talking? How you know I got limitations? You know what I'm saying? But look what it says. I'm speaking in familiar human terms because of your natural limitations. For as you yielded your bodily members and faculties as servants to impurity and ever-increasing lawlessness, so now yield your bodily members, or in other words, worship. You don't worship. Worship is not what you do. Worship is not only what you do 10 minutes here. Worship is how you live and who you live for. Y'all here with me? Yeah, so when you came here, you came to corporately praise and worship. But you leave to individually praise and worship. And praise does not have to be something you put on the wall. Praise is how you live. Come on, y'all. I'm at verse 20. Now I am. For when you were slaves, did y'all see were?
Yes.
And let me ask y'all again. Did y'all see were?
Yes.
Okay, Cassie, y'all saw were.
Yes.
All right. Which means stop calling yourself a sinner. You a saint now. And you don't need to be verified by the Vatican. You are a saint now. You ain't no sinner. You ain't habitually trying to go against God's law. You doing your best trying to get in line. Sinners don't do that. Sinners say, I don't care. Sinners say, he ain't talking to me. Sinners say, why don't he sit down? You knew I was going to call your name sometime today, didn't you? You knew I was going to call you. Look at him. He just grinning. Look at him. Saints are those who understand that they have faults. They have frailties. They understand. They don't know everything they should know. But they got enough sense to know that I can't depend on myself. I got to depend on Jesus. And look here. When you're talking about I ain't a saint because I ain't perfect, let me correct you. You are perfect.
I might as well, Dr. Watkins, I might as well since I'm on it. You are perfect. The Bible says if you are in Christ, God sees you with the same perfection that he sees Christ. And when you mess up or in instances where you still trying to grow, God doesn't see that because he's looking through Christ and is covered by the blood. Now, I'm just telling you what the Bible said. Perfect don't mean you got all your ducks in a row. Perfect don't mean you got everything together. Ain't but about four people in here got their thing together. And I ain't one of them. And three of them ain't telling the truth. That's the whole thing. That's the other thing. You see what I'm saying? You ain't got your thing. We ain't got your thing. We wasn't put here to not need help. We wasn't put here to have it all figured out. I ain't been here before. I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I had to get married. So beside God, I have somebody to lead me along the path. Y'all see what I'm saying? You don't know what you're doing. You ain't been here before. Am I right, Brother Cunningham? You ain't been here before. So that's why you sitting up there trying to give advice to somebody whose life you've never lived. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Deacon Smith. I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you. Trying to live, give people advice. Y'all know people who always got advice to give and act like they know so much. Anybody know somebody like that? Amen. If you sit next to them, just say, have mercy. You know what I'm saying? We don't. Look, all of us need to get one thing in mind. We do not know what we're doing. We just taking it one day at a time. And that's why I ain't got time to get to that scripture today. In Romans 8, the scripture said, you are daily and habitually putting that old man to death. Didn't say that you're going to do it overnight. But you are daily. How many of y'all can say this for sure? I try to be, you know what I'm saying? I try to present myself as someone who has some level of decorum. And whenever I just try to get back down to my roots, it's this row. It's this row right here, this first row. The thing is, I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. For sure. For sure. Okay, for sure. One thing for sure. If you had to together or if you had the ability to get it together, Jesus never would have come. One thing like David we need to do, admit to yourself you messed up. I'm a mess from the flow to the head. That's why. You don't need a savior unless you need saving. Stop trying to be your own savior. Take it as it comes. Wherever you at today is where you supposed to be. Take it as it comes. Go home when you say, Lord, look at all what's wrong with me. Lord, I tell you, you ain't telling me nothing new. You must just wanted to say that because you know I know. But the thing is, you say like David, create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Are y'all here with me? That's when a saint knows who their Savior is. All right, y'all, let me finish. Okay, let me get back to the script. Okay, here we go. What verse am I on? 20? Y'all don't know either? Okay, 20. For 21? Oh, okay. But then what benefit or return did you get from the things of which you are now ashamed? Let me ask you this. Has anybody in here done some stuff you ashamed of? Look, y'all look shame putting your hand. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look shame putting your hand up. How many of y'all are glad? Yeah, you read back there. How many of y'all are glad that the Lord don't tell your secrets? Tara ain't clapped all day, but she clapped for that one. You see what I'm saying? You glad that the Lord don't tell you that? You know why? Because your relationship is not with the church. That's why when people want to know your business, you tell them when you become Jesus, I tell you. You and Jesus are walking on this road. They don't need to know everything you did. Jesus already knows. The beauty of his love is that he knows and still. Y'all ain't hearing me. He knows and he still blesses you, takes care of you, makes a way for you, provides for you, protects you, does all of those things because can't nobody love you like Jesus can. All right, y'all, I got two more verses, then we're going to cut it out for the day. 22. But now, are y'all learning anything in here? Yeah. But now, since you have been set free from sin and have become the what? Slaves of God. Okay, if you're not a slave of sin, then you are a slave of God. But either way, you're a slave, which means you ain't. See, Jesus said, I'm going to set you free from that straw boss. But when I set you free from that straw boss, you now belong to me. Y'all hear? But now, oh yeah, for the end of those things is death. I did the ashamed part. But now since you have been set free from sin and have become the slaves of God, you have your present reward. Stop. If holiness is developing in you, that's a reward. I want you to keep in mind, don't wait till you get to heaven. You got one right now. Okay. Well, that means I'm done. What y'all waiting for something else? Yeah. Well, God bless you.
God bless you and God keep you. But I'm done, y'all. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. Why do I talk to fire? Because somebody called y'all fire, forgot the choir, just said fire. Why do I talk to fire? And y'all tell me if I ain't telling the truth about why we do what we do and who we doing it for. God owes you nothing. You owe God everything. All right. Y'all go ahead and give God some praise. Come on, give God some praise. Our Father and our God, we come thanking you for teaching us more about what it means to rely on you, to trust in you, to adhere to you. And the more we learn, the more grateful we become. Thank you for showing us things we hadn't even seen before, or bringing to our mind things we had not really concentrated on before, to understand that all those days we were complaining, all we should have done was to look up and say, thank you, Jesus. There might be somebody here who has not accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior right where you are. Say, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins at Calvary, and I believe that you arose 3 days later. After that, say, now, Lord, fill me with your spirit and mold me into Jesus' image. And don't do it for me. Do it for your name's sake. If there's anyone here who wants to join this fellowship and is not a member, there are cards in front of you in those slots. Feel free to take one. Fill out the front and back, and as you exit the sanctuary, put it in the box that looks like a cross. And members of the membership intake team will be in touch with you to talk with you about some things before we go into the Genesis orientation classes. Now unto him who is able to keep each and every one of us from falling, and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. Let me repeat that. When he presents you to the Father, he's going to have exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be all glory, all majesty, all dominion, and all power, not only now, but through the eternities of the eternities. And it is in Jesus' name, in the Greek, Yeshua, in the Hebrew, that we pray. Let every heart give God a great big hallelujah. And if you mean it, just tell him, thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together. Give God some praise. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful week in the Lord. Y'all are fire. Y'all are fire.